This is Outspoken, the podcast that's not afraid to say exactly what you're thinking.
Our names are Amy, Kate and Sophie Torber. We're identical triplets, but we often don't have identical opinions. So sometimes things can get heated.
Outspoken covers all things reality TV, influencers, entertainment and issues facing women.
That is so fetch.
Questions. Thank you so much again for joining us. We're so excited because we have been obsessed with Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, it's so good. It's my favorite show.
Because you actually don't get to watch the episode, do you, until they air. Were you kind of surprised at what bits came up on you specifically?
Not really. I guess, you never know what they're going to show and what they're not going to show. Like, I already knew, obviously, that I left early, so I kind of figured they wouldn't spend too much time investing in my story, especially since there wasn't much of a story. So, yeah, I wasn't necessarily surprised. It was kind of exciting, if I can be honest, as if this is, like, a secret. It's not. It's fine. But I watched scene where Tim was talking about me like 7 times before I went to bed at night, which sounds super creepy, but it's also just because on my season, like, Richie and I never made a connection, really, like an emotional one or even romantic or any kind of connection. So I'd never watched anyone like saying things about me like that, so
yeah, it's so interesting though, because it's not like you go on a date and then you hear them debrief about you or anything like that. So it would be super interesting to be like, oh my gosh, this guy that I'm interested in, he's talking about me, and during that time.
Exactly. Like, as much as, I know that it sounds a bit creepy, like, I think anyone would be intrigued to hear that. Like, because exactly what you said. If you go on a date, a straight guy, you're not like, hearing a conversation he has about you, he might not even be having one like that, but like, oh yeah, I think she's really cool and I like this about her and this about her. Like, he was like, oh my goodness, it's quite exciting. Watched it a few times.
Well, talking about hearing what other people thought about you when you can't actually hear, one of the things that really surprised me was hearing so many people be like, oh, we don't know her, who she is, and also Mary sort of saying, referring to you as the bitch in a yellow dress. I was like, hey, how did it feel watching that back?
Well, I was there, so I knew that no one knew who I was. so I wasn't like, oh, what? They all pretended that, like, no one knew who I was, so I did know that. I expected that wasn't. I did kind of think, though, that I would remind everyone and they'd be like, oh, of course, I vaguely remember that, but they were all like, oh, I didn't watch that season, and that that really threw me. I was like, excuse me, know your history. Like,
I'm an OG.
like, it's the best show ever, what are you doing here? Like, go back, watch all of it and then come back to Paradise. So that, I was a bit thrown by that. It's funny that, I know you asked about Mary specifically, because I didn't notice that she called me a bitch until she like texted me and she apologized on Instagram, like, publicly as well. because I guess watching it back, I didn't notice that she'd used that word, but I think that's just because for some people, and I know I'm one of these people, in some context you can use the word bitch with your friends, like, oh my god, bitch, you're never gonna believe what happened last night, kind of. And I feel like Mary and I have that kind of a relationship, so I didn't think of it like the way that I think a lot of people took it. And so that's why I don't think I'd even noticed that she'd said that. But I love Mary and I'm fine.
Oh, well, that's good.
She apologized. So.
Well, and she did call everyone a bitch by the sound of it, so it wasn't just like specifically you.
Yeah, exactly. But like I said, I think there's a lot to say about intention with some words, and I think Mary is one of those people that doesn't mean any ill will when she says bitch, whereas some people, obviously, they would mean bad things. So I did notice that she'd got a bit of a hard time on the internet about that.
Yeah, because that's the tricky thing, because sometimes when it's all cut up and, it looks like, oh, wow, out of context, she's, like, actually being rude, but that might just be the way she speaks. There's been a lot of contestants talking about how their words are being cut up or they've been misrepresented. What do you think about that?
Okay, I could probably go on a full rant about it.
Please get so fired up.
This is my favorite show. Like, don't come to my show. Like, I want to watch it. I want to be good. But, I think I do understand. Like, if you watch the show, you can hear sometimes, if you don't see the people saying the words, you can hear that there is a bit of chopping of things. You can totally hear that. And so I'm not saying that that doesn't happen, but I do think, like, the people making the show, it's their job to make an entertaining show and to tell a story. That's why we watch it. Like, their job isn't to make you look good. Sorry, I don't know who thinks that that's what they're going on a show for. Like, oh, I'm going to go on a show because the show is designed to make me famous or something. It's like, no. It's to entertain people. So I think, yeah, there's definitely some chopping of words, but I think most of it's usually just to make a storyline kind of more cohesive. Because another thing that you'll notice if you pay, like, when you pay attention is, even though maybe they didn't say those words in that order, you can tell by their actions that how they feel about someone. So maybe you went on a really long rant like, oh, she's okay, but I don't know, sometimes she does this and it's annoying. And they'll just cut it to be like, she's annoying.
Yeah.
Because no one has time to fluff around with you. Like, oh, I kind of, sometimes it's okay and sometimes it's like, okay, we've just got to cut to the story. And I think people who get really hung up on, oh, they're chopping my words and making it look like I said something or not, the people who are watching it and don't like you aren't that fussed, I think, about the specifics of the words that you use. I mean, unless, you know, they edit it to, like, to call someone a bitch when they didn't or something like that. But they're more worried that, like, you know, there's someone who has good intentions and you're treating them badly. Like, that's what people are upset about. It doesn't really matter, I think, what words were in what order. I think that's very rare that that's, like, what people get really hung up on. People get hung up on people treating people badly and not. Yeah. So anyone who's like, oh, they're editing my words, it's like, okay, but did you do those things? Yeah. So, oh, yeah. Anyway.
That's so interesting because I always wonder that. I always watch The Bachelor because obviously we love The Bachelor too. And I always think you've kind of just got to watch it and just take it for what it is. It's kind of, it's meant to be entertaining. Of course, some people's words have been taken out of context, but geez, it's a good show. And you, I mean, I never go, oh my gosh, I hate that person, because I know that's probably just a character that the producers have tried to create as well.
Oh, but in saying that, Amy, I suppose a lot of people, like, you look at Abby Chatfield from last year, I think that a lot of people do cop hate over disgusting trolling they get. So I think, as Janie was saying, though, I feel like your actions have, you know, on the show, sometimes you see someone say something and they say that's out of context, but then their actions match up to it. Yeah, like, for instance, I think that's been the case on Bachelor in Paradise, but maybe with Abby Chatfield, I think that it wasn't a fair representation.
Well, we saw that with Cass on the date with Naranga, and it was sort of really uncomfortable because obviously they sort of put heaps and heaps of, you know, grabs that she had said, sort of being really rude to Naranga. And obviously it's going to look way worse when they're one after the other. But again, she did say those things, so it's really hard. Like, I mean, it would be shit for her.
Oh, totally. Yeah, and I guess, yeah, I would like to point out that it's all well and good for me to say, like, oh, don't complain about your edit when I don't have people in my inbox saying, like, threatening things to me. And I can't imagine what that is like. Like, I could, like, obviously that sucks. But the show, like, I do feel bad. The show, they're not making anybody do that. They don't want that to be happening. So I don't think it's their fault or their responsibility. You know, people should be kind to people on the internet, and it's unfortunate that they're not. And these people get to be targeted. But it's exactly right. Like, Abby Chatfield is such a good example of that, because when you do watch her actions, she never said bad things about other girls.
Yeah. And,
like, that's the crazy thing, is that she... Yeah, she's confident and she's blunt, but anything she would say in her, you know, diary entries, she would be saying to people's faces. She's never been, like, she doesn't have that much bad to say about any of the women there, so it's really sad that she gets so much hate.
Yeah, I think that's changing a bit too, which is really good. I was going to ask you, the other person that's obviously, I suppose, being talked about a lot this week is Jamie, and he's announced he's taking legal action against Channel 10 and Warner Brothers. I know you probably can't comment too much, but what was your experience like with Jamie?
I think that Jamie means well with everything that he does. So I think, it is unfortunate then if people are being really mean and brutal to him, which I, to be honest, I'm not quite sure. I don't know probably any more information about it mm-hmm. than you do, because all I've seen is the post, and I don't know anything else further about it. So I assume though that he's put out editing. So I think his intentions are probably always good. Probably. Well, I really.
Is what you see on screen sort of is what you see on screen kind of what you
yeah like
what,
is
that what he's kind of like right. or do you think it's they've sort of done a job on him?
I found him a little bit confusing in person, and mm-hmm. I found him a little bit confusing to watch on television as well. Obviously you don't have the added like quirky music and you know the montages of the comments about one person type of thing, or like I love that like Star Wars situation
yes,
they did with
yeah.
like with obviously Elena. you don't have any of that, but I did definitely find him confusing in person and confusing to watch. I don't even know but I do think he has good intentions.
Yeah.
I'm just confused generally by his intentions other than I think he's trying to be a nice guy.
I actually feel quite sorry for him, because I feel like, you know, and you would have experienced this, I feel like the producers would have said to him, hey, come back on Bachelor in Paradise, you know, you've got the editors, the stage five clinger, here's your chance to sort of redeem yourself, and then you know he's probably been portrayed worse than a five stage clinger. Stage five. Sorry, yeah, what did I say? Well, sorry, stage five clinger.
Yeah, I think he definitely did. I mean, he even said that in his like opening interview, that he wanted a bit of a redemption, and definitely doesn't look like he's getting that. Yeah, but
yeah.
I mean, they can't. I don't think that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Probably, I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
No, that's okay. Say. We don't want to get you in trouble.
I'm as confused as everyone else, I think, with that whole situation.
Well,
but we'll see what unfolds.
One person that's getting a redemption, hopefully, is Naranga. So a lot of people are saying that they want to see him as the Bachelor in 2021. What do you think? Do you think that should be the case?
Yeah, sure. I'd definitely watch it. If he's still looking for love, then I think he should definitely. Yeah, I'm excited.
Put his name
of
in
course,
that.
I'll watch it. I mean, I would watch it no matter who was. But yeah, I'll be watching. I'll be cheering him on. That'd be fun.
Well, talking about the new series of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, there's obviously been a huge announcement that we're going to be seeing two Bachelorettes. And as a diehard Bachy fan, how do you feel about that announcement?
Yes, I'm fine with it. I just know that they did it in New Zealand, and I don't think it was better. You know, I don't think that everyone was like, oh, this is so great, we should always have more than one Bachelorette. But, I mean, yeah, I think it'll still be great. I'll watch it. And maybe it will be kind of fun, especially since they're sisters. That seems like a fun kind of energy for them to be able to have each other to lean on and maybe double dates and stuff.
Yeah. I think it's kind of, yeah. I feel like it would be so strange though, competing against your sister to find love.
Well, we don't really know what the format will be yet. Because do you have a sister?
Yeah, I have two sisters.
Oh, so how would you feel if you guys, you and your sister, one of your sisters was cast? Would you do it, firstly?
Oh, of course I would still do it, because you still get to be the Bachelorette, half of the Bachelorette. But, I hadn't thought of it like that. I guess in my mind I wasn't thinking that they were competing, but I suppose some guys might like one of them more than the other. I assume though, maybe like, I don't know how old Becky is. Do you either?
I think she's 30.
Oh,
and
okay.
And
Ellie's 25.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe if, like, I'm not saying they should split the men by age, but maybe they might.
Yeah.
That kind of could be a good indication if they're on different pages.
I saw a few people throwing around the comment thinking that Ellie's sister was her mum. And I was like, God, I'd hate to be reading that if I was her.
Clearly it's not her mum.
Oh, oh no, don't read the comments.
Yeah. Well, we've got to ask. So I saw some really cool videos on your TikTok and Instagram of some Barbie dolls in paradise. Can you explain what's going on there?
Totally. Thank you for your support of my content. No. I actually did the same sort of thing on my season, where I, especially it seems like the Barbies I still have from when I was a kid, I had like one guy and a bunch of girls anyway. So I guess even as a kid, I was like playing The Bachelor with my dolls. But so I did kind of make silly little videos back in the day in 2016. But back then, I don't know if you remember, but we weren't allowed to use our social media accounts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, we used to be like social media shut down from the time we went away until it finished airing. We weren't meant to post anything. So I was making them just for my friends privately on Snapchat.
I love that.
And then I was like, oh, as soon as I left Paradise, I guess I started thinking of all the embarrassing things I did and how I kind of wanted to make fun of it because I was allowed to use social media. And I was like, oh, if I have time, I should do the Barbie thing again. And I was like, well, I'm never going to get time to do that. Unfortunately, we had a pandemic and I had nothing but time. And so now I do have dolls of most of the
I love that. That's so cool.
It's just a fun little project for me, mostly just to poke fun at myself, but now also maybe some of the other
So other than playing with the Barbie dolls, what else have you been up to since Paradise?
Because I came back so early that I got to kind of go back to normal and forget that it even happened. And we had a bit of extra time. I think you might know that it delayed in airing it too. So I run my own business doing children's birthday parties, which obviously we had to stop that. I've had a very uneventful lockdown. If it weren't for my dolls keeping me company, so that's what I do though. Mostly is I run my business doing kids parties. I also teach dancing and I do voiceover work. I have a lot of jobs because I require more stimulation than it seems most people do. But I have a lot of fun, so I kind of forgot about Paradise almost until it was all happening again. I'm like, oh, it did happen.
That wasn't a dream.
I feel like that a bit.
Yeah. Well, aside from the TikTok account, there's been talk. There's a few articles that have come out saying that you've also got an OnlyFans page. So you got to give us the lowdown on this. Is this true?
Can we give it a plug to our listeners?
We can, I think, I guess. It's for fun. I don't know. I get so awkward talking about it.
Oh, sorry to put you on the spot.
No, it's okay. No, I'm just glad that you're not, like, acting like it's a huge, horrible scandal and I'm a terrible person I'm sick of that narrative.
Oh, my gosh. We're all in COVID. We're all trying to make money, you know. I'm bloody selling crap around my house at the moment on Facebook Marketplace. So,
yes, genius. Yeah, and also, like, isn't it great when you can, like, turn a hobby into a way to make money?
Yeah, that's right.
So it's going well. But it's mostly for fun and I'm only going to do it as long as I enjoy it, I think. Mm-hmm. But, yes, people want to know more or have a link, then they can find my Instagram. I can send it to them.
Cool. We'll put it in the show notes.
are you finding that, because I've never actually I've heard of the OnlyFans account, but I've never spoken to somebody that has one because been speaking to my sisters and I know they don't have one. But what is the process like? Because I know you sign up and it's photos and videos and whatever behind a paywall, but how much interaction do you actually have with the people who do sign up to follow you?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I don't know, like, what other people are doing. And I do that on purpose. I didn't want to follow a bunch of people and then feel like I had to do what they were doing because I felt like that would be very intimidating in some instances. So I was like, I'll just see if I have fun. And if I start to hate it, I will delete it. But so far, it is a lot of fun. So for me, I don't talk to anyone if they don't talk to me because I do assume that there are people who don't want me to know that they're following me, especially because I started it slightly before, but definitely before anyone knew I was on Paradise. So anyone that was following me probably knew me in real life. So that's a bit awkward. Like, for some of them, they wouldn't want me to know that, you know? So I don't say anything if they don't say anything to me, but anyone that talks to me, I am happy to chat to. I have lots of free time.
and is it quite, is it lucrative now you've been on Bachelor in Paradise? Because I assume everyone's Insta following goes up. Have people then been flocking to your OnlyFans account?
It did go up. Like, when I first saw the article that first came out about it, I was very scared. I was like, oh no, what am I gonna do? Especially just because it was, of course, it was the Daily Mail, and of course they put like sex scandal in the headline, and I'm like, hardly. That's
yeah,
then, you know, it makes it feel like it's this horrible thing that I've done, and I'm like, that's right, actually. I made a conscious decision as an adult woman, and I feel fine. Like, I thought about it. But
it's hardly a scandal when you've been doing it since Bachelor in Paradise and you're presumably promoting it on your page. Oh, shock horror.
Yeah, it's not like a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? And it's also like how I'm the one that's putting the content out. So yeah, it's like it's not a scandal. If someone else took it and put it out, that's kind of a scandal. But I'm the one that's putting things out there, so but you know, they just want to clickbait and stuff. But yeah, and then so then I was kind of like, oh, maybe I should just delete my whole account, and then I was like, okay, think about it for at least a day, and then I did start to get more followers, so like,
that's heaps good.
I might just leave it for a bit, like, it's still fun. I mean, anyone, it's actually, there's nothing but good things to say about the site. They do take care of you. It's very easy to, like, restrict people if you feel like they're harassing you, and block people if you need to. Yeah, it's the site is really well done. So if you're thinking about it, you can ask me questions, and I'm happy to give you answers to how it works.
Okay, so everyone slide into Janie's DMs if you want to find out more. One question I had, I'm sorry to focus on it, but I just find it so interesting because we had a...
Yeah, no, it is.
We had we did a podcast. I can't remember exactly what it was about, but we were talking about people that have foot fetishes, and I've heard that a lot of people on the OnlyFans account have been sent, you know, requests to take photos of their feet, or oh, can I buy your shoes? Have you had any kinds of requests like that?
I've been asked for all sorts of things, and the other thing, I'm so glad, like, I feel very comfortable and safe using this site, as I've said, but I'm also, like, I'm 31 years old. I'm glad that now I'm starting it. I feel like if you were really young, it would be maybe not a great idea if you're 16 years old to start an account like this, because people do ask you for all sorts of things, and I feel quite confident to say yes or no if I feel comfortable or uncomfortable with anything. I don't mind if it means they're going to unsubscribe. I don't care. I think that's a good way to do it as well. It's lucky for me that I don't need the money so desperately that I do things that I don't feel comfortable doing. But I definitely get asked for feet stuff all the time. Yeah.
Okay. It is a hot topic.
People love the feet. Yeah. And I wish there was some way of like, I'm like, I would just make a one that was just for feet as well, though, because you do feel weird then posting heaps of feet content if there's people that are like, I'm not into feet though.
Yeah. Why you keep showing your feet?
Keep it varied.
Oh, well, thank you so much for being open and honest. I could ask you a million more questions, but we'll let you
get
on.
We'll put a muzzle on it.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, yeah. Anytime. Yeah. Like I said, you can call me or, yeah, text me in the DMs.
Heaps
good.
Happy to talk. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's been so great to chat with you and find out more about your Paradise experience.
Yes, thank you.
We were just sad we didn't get to see more of you, but I'm glad we can at least see you with the Barbie dolls.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, I do have more Barbie content.
Oh, good.
We'll see. Maybe I'll leak it out to the masses.
Barbie sex scandal. That will be the next headline.
Right. So far, no one has like been. I think because I do get on well with everybody that I met there in Paradise. So far, no one has been up there. I think they all know that I don't mean any harm by making a Barbie video of someone. So
who can be angry at the Barbies anyway?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Oh, exactly.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, it was so lovely to chat.